Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Okay, Wednesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy's coming up on 6 o'clock. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. You know, being a 3D printing enthusiast is kind of like having a pickup truck. People always ask you, hey, man, can you, you're like, oh, would you be able to, I know you
do
this. What
made you think of that first thing in the morning?
Because I had to print two penises yesterday.
Wow, you're saying that on the air, okay.
Well, it's what they're called. A doctor who does male enhancement stuff is doing an Instagram series, and he wanted a black and white penis, like 3D printed with little hands and little legs so it can sit on the edge of a table.
Oh,
so I'm like, yeah, I'll take up the challenge.
And was your daughter like, Daddy, what are you printing now?
No, it was a closed lab yesterday.
Why can't I go in there, Daddy?
No. I'm printing something special for you.
Something special for you?
No, wouldn't it be funny if she found it? She goes, I come downstairs and she's playing with them, talking to each other and stuff.
Yes, and then it'll be very reminiscent of the day that you got into your mom's feminine products.
Exactly.
And started playing with those.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's going to turn cooler today. Thank freaking God. It's been too hot. I'm done with this hot weather.
Oh, don't you dare.
Yeah, you sit here. It's 81 in the studio right now. I'm dying. And I'm like, I got a fan on, and I'm going to be grumpy if this doesn't change in the next couple of days. Which, well, they're saying turning cooler today, breaks of sun and temps dropping to near 60 degrees. And that's it. It's going to be cooler
that's
for the rest
of
the week.
That's too cool, though.
Not
come on.
For me.
Can we all agree 75 is the spot?
Yeah, 72, 75. Tomorrow, 58, sunshine. Friday, 68, 62 on Saturday, and rain. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the 70s for your second half of the Memorial Day weekend. So, that's all right.
It's all right.
This is freak weather. This 89, 90 degrees is freak weather for this time of year. I'll take it in July. It's fine, but this is freak weather in June. Wait, May. Where are we? I said it was June
exactly.
Yesterday, too.
Exactly.
It's May
20th. We have no idea what month we're
in. It's May 20th. That's it, okay? And right now, it's starting at 71, so it's going to drop 10 degrees by the end of the day. Okay? Okay. Okay. I'll send you pictures, Sandy. You want to see them?
Oh, you're
they're freaking hilarious.
No, you sent them to me yesterday, and I was like, oh my gosh, should we talk about this on the air? Are we allowed to?
Sure. They're just so funny. Little buddy sitting on the edge of the table. Boing. Boing. All right, it's coming up on 6 on the Buzz.
99 the Buzz.
It's going to be a good day today, because I'm going to make it that way.
Yeah, what's up? We're just an 80s comedy sitcom here on Susanna and Sandy. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, we should. We should make our show like all the imaging, like an 80s sitcom.
Yeah.
Like this.
Song. Yeah,
yeah. I love it. Hey, good morning, Tina.
Hello,
Tina Frisk. And anyone else like Tina who wakes up super, super early before the rest of the family just so you could squeeze in some me time.
Yeah, man. Do you do it? I do.
I can't. This
what do you
is
mean?
Like, I'm not getting up any earlier than
well,
I do
on
now.
The weekends.
Oh, no, 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 no. I love my sleep. Like, Tina was like, you have to make a decision, sleep or me time. Tina chooses me time. I choose sleep.
I choose me time. I get 5 hours sleep at night. That's about it. It's stupidly bad for me.
That
weekends,
is so bad.
I allow myself to get up when my body clock wakes me up, like on God o'clock, like 3:34 in the morning. And then I get to catch up on stuff I, you know, I don't do when I'm taking care of Ellie or I'm doing stuff at the house or whatever. I'm just like
catching up on what? What does that mean? Binge watching?
Oh yeah, definitely binge watching. TV
3D printing.
Yeah, yeah, working in my lab, that kind of stuff. It's just I need it. And then the first thing that happens right around 7:30 is when the house starts to get crazy in the morning.
You know. So funny. So we posted that video of our conversation where we were like, you know, some spouses say, do not talk to me. I'm off limits. Pretend I'm not here when they get home from work.
Right.
And we were debating if that's jerk or justified. So many people on social media, including Tina, was like, oh, no, no, no. It's very important to have me time. Donna says that she sits in her car for an hour.
Oh, my God.
An hour?
Ugh.
Fall asleep. I'd get uncomfortable. Like I am not sitting in my car for an hour.
That's got to be made up. Is that made up?
I don't know if she's being sarcastic.
My wife does that. She comes, you know, her office is her car because she's on sales. So sometimes she'll pull in the driveway and sit there. And my daughter's going crazy at the window. My dog is barking, whimpering, going from door to door, window to window. I'm like, get inside because you're making everybody crazy. Because
you know you're causing chaos in the house.
Right. It's like the dog is like having a freaking mental breakdown, you know, because mommy's outside. Mommy's coming in the house. Mommy, come on. Mommy.
So you would rather her just ignore you.
Just come in.
Coming in the house, ignore you.
Come in, get up, go up to your office, shut the door, and then come down all happy.
Michelle says I do the exact same thing.
Really?
Quiet time for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. We all need, Jen, justified. Kimberly, even when my daughter isn't home, I will sit in my car in the driveway for 15 to 30 minutes when I get home. Yeah. There's no one in the house and I still need time to decompress.
Really? So when you go in the house, it's stressful again. It's like, oh, I got to do laundry.
You see the to-dos. Yeah, that's true.
You just
when you're in your car, you can't. Well, you can drive. You can run your errands. There's so many errands that I just don't feel motivated to. Like, when I drive home from work, I want to get my butt home.
Yeah.
I don't want to be running, making pit stops.
I know. It's the worst.
I'll just have my husband do that when he gets home.
Yeah. His long day ends at 7, 8 o'clock.
Yes. He's a more, like, important job. He does a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
And I'm the one complaining all the time.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know.
So, Tina, thanks for, you know, that. And we appreciate you and any Buzz listener. It's up getting their me time now. Time now for... Wait, don't tell me.
It's a local story that you will have to try to guess the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how you will win the tickets to Chicago.
Yes. Okay.
This is, and I don't know where specifically they didn't put where they are from, but it is a local Rochester story.
Okay.
And it says, girlfriend and I live half a flight of stairs up from ground level.
Okay.
We were laying in bed, parentheses, she was topless as we were about to go to sleep.
Oh.
And watching TV. When she saw something out of the corner of her eye pop up in the window by our bed. she made eye contact with... How does the story end? It almost hurts, doesn't it?
Yes.
It feels like so like premature, but how does the story end?
Wait, don't tell me. Wow. I mean, you immediately want to go to like a peeping Tom, but I know that's not it. It can't be it because it's too obvious, right? Mm. You want to answer me, won't you? You're like, yeah, I hear you.
What do you think? How do you think the story ends? If you call now, 818-2899, and you're the first call through.
Yes. Then maybe we can get the answer together. Either way, you're going to win tickets to see Chicago at CMAC. Call us now, 818-2899. Call up and help us finish. Wait, don't tell me on the bus.
98.9 The Buzz.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
The Buzz. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle from Greece Now. How are you?
Michelle from Greece Now. It's time to play. Wait, don't tell me. Even though I know you, Michelle, you're part of the Buzz fam, and you will tell us whether we like it or not. Like, that's you.
Yeah, right. I know. Okay.
Of course I will. It's part of being the honest Buzz family, like your Odyssey box.
Exactly.
Okay, Michelle, if you missed it and anyone else just joining us, wait, don't tell me, you have to finish the story. This is a local story, a real story, that reads like this. Girlfriend and I live half a flight of stairs up from ground level. We were laying in bed. She was topless as we were about to go to sleep and watching TV when she saw something out of the corner of her eye pop up in our window by the bed. She made eye contact with...
With
How
what?
Does the story end?
I'm going to say a little rat or a raccoon or a bunny, some sort of little critter.
Animal.
I don't want to say a human.
You got to pick one. It's got to be one.
I'm going to go a critter.
A critter. I was going to say a deer. A deer was like,
that's a
deer would be like half a flight of stairs tall to be able to look straight in, right?
And the deer are—they're becoming more brave. They're getting closer to our homes,
because there's no food for them.
Well, no, they're waiting for the final episode of Colbert. That's what they're doing.
So you're both locking in your answers.
Yes, is that your final answer, Michelle?
And one more thing, it doesn't tell what part of town it is either.
No, it doesn't.
No, I was trying to stalk them too, and I couldn't figure out where.
It doesn't matter. It's a great story. I'm a little thrown by the whole topless girlfriend thing, too.
I know, in parentheses.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's people who just go to bed without clothes on in the summer.
I'm one of them.
Too hot.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
All right, there you go. Ding, ding,
now.
Ding.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, wait, don't tell me. Answer is, Sandra?
Girlfriend and I live half a flight. Let's skip to the end. We were laying in bed. She was topless, blah, 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 blah. She made eye contact with a man and scrambled to get her shirt on, then looked out the window again to see him walking toward a white, creamy, boxy SUV-type car.
Oh, man.
While the engine was still running.
Okay, that's...
There's a peeping Tom in Rochester?
I thought that was just too obvious. We both know.
We muffed it.
We want to know where this person was, and I was trying so hard to figure out where in Rochester, so we can all be aware of where this peeping Tom is.
Yeah, really, no doubt.
But
that's creepy.
People were commenting like, "Don't say where you are because we just in case the peeping Tom is reading this thread."
Very true. Well, therefore, he walked back down to his boxy cream colored SUV while the engine is running. Right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. Obviously, his high beams weren't on. Okay. And that's Wait, Don't Tell Me on 98.9 The Buzz. Michelle, you got tickets to go see Chicago in concert at CMAC. Congratulations.
Oh, that's so nice. You guys are so wonderful.
Yeah, maybe they'll play the Tommy from the Rock song for us. Tommy from the Rock. Tommy from the Rock. Listen, these tickets are compliments to our good friends at the Bowery Presents. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The concert is Friday, June 26th. Congrats, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. You guys are sweet.
Hold the line. We'll hook you up, all right? Stay right there.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, hold on. Hello, Middle Child Wednesday. It's the Middle Child of the Week. This is the Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Scott Spisano. It's Sandy Waters. Here we are on the 20th of this May. I did get a chance to go and vote yesterday at the school. It's such a weird vibe. It's different than when you vote for, like, politics elections.
Usually people wrapped around an art show. Was there an art show or an activity going on at the school?
I didn't even look. I just popped in about it. But people are so, like, if you want to see the most, like, you know how, like, when people stand around and they got their arms folded? And that's,
body
awkward, language?
Right, yeah.
And they're all in, like, groups of three talking crap about what they're voting for? It was just weird.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think the majority of us even understand what the hell we're voting for. I don't even think we really understand it. And the people who don't have kids in the school, when was the last time they were even in a school? Like, they don't really understand the needs anymore. But you're asked to, hey... Do you approve this huge-ass budget hike?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's almost like your civic duty to you know, we have to pay. I mean, it's that we can't opt out of paying tax, you know, school taxes.
Right.
So that's why everybody should be invested in it.
The minute you talk about people's taxes, that's it. Then they're going to have a passionate opinion. Mm-hmm. So the school budget takeaways, not any major, oh, my gosh, I'm shocked, but... Mm-hmm. The biggest takeaway was Pittsford School District was the only school district to approve electric buses.
Oh, okay. What's that mandate by 2030 something? We have to all be electric buses because it's way better for the kids, like
New York state mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the school districts and the people are saying, listen, there's other things in the school that I want our money to go towards. Not that. Just give my kid a safe, reliable trip to school. Just get them to school safely. I don't care how they get to school.
If I had a magic wand and would grant something with school budget money, I'd be like, install air conditioning. My kid has been so grumpy the last 2 days.
Okay, so this is right.
And it only costs how many days?
Yeah. It's going to cost way too much. Yeah. I don't think that would ever pass.
No, it's like millions and millions of dollars.
And it's been tried. I'm sure school districts have tried to pass that. Maybe in certain areas of the school, there'll be air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. That's stupid if you pass that, right? Because what is it? A couple weeks of school? You're going to spend all that money just for a couple days where they're going to actually be in school and the weather is going to be crazy hot.
We had two really uncomfortable days this week to be in school, which is very distracting for the kids.
Listen, life is uncomfortable, people. Sometimes you got to be sweating it out.
Suck it up, Sally.
I wouldn't spend my money there. You know what? Okay, so this is interesting. Somebody brought up the fact that we would be more apt to pass these budgets if we knew exactly where the money is going. Do you agree with that?
I'm going to stay neutral because there probably is. We just don't know where it is. And it's not. Is there a link on the website? I don't go to the school website to see what the budget's about. It's probably right there.
I think it's a general, money goes to this, but I don't think it's an, like, I would like to see.
Every
when
penny
I
where
saw
it goes.
Someone comment, I latched onto that, and I'm like, I would like to see, yes, an itemized list. Mm-hmm. If you're going to ask for this amount of money, like the Greece School District budget was $335 million.
Booyah. Well, it's the biggest district in the area, though, right?
It is the biggest district, and by far they have the most amount of money with their budget, but they have 10,000 students.
Yeah, they got a lot of schools and all that stuff.
But I would like to see, before you just ask me for more money, I would like to see X number of dollars is going to go to pencils. X number, that was a bad example. Are there even pencils in school?
Yeah.
X number of dollars, like really transparent itemized list.
You can't really do that. Say
yes to everything you want.
But you can't do that. You understand. It's not physically, logically possible. I'll give you a great instance.
I don't know why it's
friend,
not
I'll
for everyday life. We can itemize our budgets like that. Why can't they do it at the, every business itemizes their budget like that, don't they?
I'll give you an example. I have a friend who works in paving kind of, in restoration of pavement. And schools have budgets for that, but they don't know exactly what's going to cost what year because it's an ongoing thing. Like maintenance, you never know. If something breaks, you got to have the money in the budget for it. You can't say, well, this water line is going to break under this classroom, so we're going to allocate. We already know how much it's going to cost. They can't do that. So they got to have pots of money, and that's where that amount goes. So when you see a budget,
even
you
how
see,
they're spending it,
you see a budget for, maintenance. You see a budget for, upkeep. You see a budget.
Yeah, but the dollar's already spent. You're talking about it from the viewpoint of what we're going to spend. Nobody knows what they're going to spend. Their household bills,
right.
Your roof can leak, you don't know. But I'm saying, how much did you spend where the dollars are going?
Where they went from the last
where
budget?
Where they went.
Oh.
Once you start spending your money, like
okay,
this dollar
you
amount you want, where exactly is it going to go? Is it going to go into that maintenance budget because there's only this dollar amount in there right now and last year you spent this much? Like, I need
to see, you're talking what's going to be spent, not what has been spent.
Oh, yeah. I think
okay,
all of
now
that.
Now like, I understand what you're saying.
The big picture. Don't you feel like more people would just automatically say yes if they knew? Because I think that's what it is that's holding us back from saying yes.
And
we don't trust where you're going to put the money.
I believe there is a place where that is, but none of us really know it. And
will
maybe
anybody
schools
know?
Need,
tell us.
Maybe schools need to be more transparent. Say, hey, here's what it was. And like maybe really, put a link right on the front page of, of the website or whatever, Listen, I probably get a mailer from the school that says everything they've spent and I just throw it away because I don't look at it.
I don't know if I tried to look. Yeah, right. I probably did too.
Yeah.
I tried to look for something like, does this exist? And I didn't see anywhere that it does. So if you work for a school district and but I don't know if they're that transparent. Even the towns, when you get your itemized tax bill, they kind of itemize it for you. Like, I know my streetlights went up from $90 to $100
and something. Okay, you're a freak. Nobody looks at that stuff. You're a freak. Nobody looks at that stuff.
I need to know. How much does this stuff cost? So I can appreciate it when I drive by. My light posts are like $100 each.
Sandra, nobody looks at that unless you're 80, okay? I'm sorry.
Well,
it's coming up on quarter.
What's wrong?
And you weren't reading the obituaries beforehand, too? It's quarter after 7 on The Buzz, and we're going to see it turning cooler. Skies today, breaks the sun, a break from the heat. 60 for the high today, and I think we're going to see some rain, maybe in and out. Just a slight chance today.
Okay. They'll water those flowers for you.
Yeah.
All right. Jerker Justified is coming up in just a few minutes here. Was her commencement speech out of line? We'll talk about that.
Bisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
They're over on the Buzz now, and honestly, still the exact same two people. Nothing's changed, and I love that.
I won tickets to the Monster Ball, and Scott and Sandy showed up as Run DMC. Like, both of them. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bobapedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bobapedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
God, you guys, so dramatic.
Bisano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial.
Oh, this too.
Is Jerk or Justified.
Oh, this is kind of dramatic too. Oh my God.
We are all drama here. Okay, was her commencement speech out of line? Uh-huh. Listen to what Gloria Caulfield, who is a Florida business executive development strategist, said at the University of Central Florida. That immediately got booed from the crowd.
This is awesome.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution. Oh. Whoa. Oops.
Boo.
What happened? Okay, I struck a chord. May I finish?
Awkward.
Awkward. Only a few years ago, AI was not a factor in our lives.
Yay! We're so happy it wasn't.
I know. Listen to what she says. Wait, listen.
Right.
This is bad.
Okay. We've got a bipolar topic here, I see.
Oh, no.
Well, she said bipolar.
Oh, no, she just offended bipolar. She just offended, like, word after word after word was offending somebody.
Everybody.
So here's what the trial is today.
What?
Jerk or Justified.
Uh-huh.
To say AI is the next industrial revolution during a commencement speech, which, by the way, was for the arts, humanities, and communication majors,
oh!
which are the most terrified of AI. Like, this isn't a techie class. She's not talking to engineers.
Yeah, right.
She's talking to freaking us.
Like people that are going to become artists and, you know, visual medium and audio medium.
Yes. Who are the most scared about AI taking their jobs.
All right. It's you vote, Jerker Justified on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. Jerk or Justified with Spisano and Sandy.
Okay, vote on this.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution. What happened?
What happened?
Okay, I struck a chord.
Uh-huh.
May I finish?
Uh-oh. That's awkward.
Yep.
Only a few years ago, AI was not a factor in our lives.
Yay! It's a graduating class in Central Florida.
Okay. We've got a bipolar topic here, I see.
I think that was more offensive than the AI comment.
All right.
But so, that was Gloria Caulfield, who was speaking at the University of Central Florida, of course, the commencement speech. But just last Friday, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt did the same thing at the University of Arizona.
Yeah, he got booed there too, didn't he?
Yes.
Whoops. All right, you're voting jerk or justified, 818-2899. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy.
First time, long time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yay.
Hey, first time, long time. I love you.
Yay.
Thank you, by the way. So, jerk or justified, what's your take on this?
Oh, my Lord. I have so many feelings. Totally jerk.
Uh-huh.
I'm a teacher, and AI is making students dumber.
Oh, really?
People have to be able to learn to think for themselves and think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. And AI, I was having this conversation with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go on the internet and put whatever they want, and nothing gets checked.
Mm-hmm.
And AI processes everything, so who knows what information people are getting.
Right, it feels right when somebody, like that, we kind of feel like it's authority, so when it says it, we like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, and you've got to be able to go and research and do your own, you know, make your own,
Research.
But even for her to say it and the former Google CEO Eric Schmidt to say it in front of a class of graduates who are terrified that AI is going to take their job.
Right.
Oh, and that pisses me off. And also, my daughter's bipolar, and that really pisses me off.
I know, right?
That bothered me, too.
She said all the wrong things. It's like,
all the wrong things.
Got to know the room, lady. Got to know the room.
This woman needs to move, Pat, move out of the country.
And I feel like Florida's the dumbest state around. So it kind of sucks.
Amy, thank you for your opinion. Appreciate you.
And
thank
we
you for,
appreciate you.
Thank you for being a teacher. And thank what grade level do you teach?
I taught seventh grade ELA in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Long story short, it's cost too much money to get my New York State certification, so I sub in Canandaigua.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh,
so, like, I can feel like what it's like for teachers, like from now to the end of school. It's got to be absolute heck.
Yeah. Good luck on the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's stressed out.
All right, and you give it. Thank you. Bye.
How do you feel about it, Scotty?
Okay, how do I feel about her saying about that AI is the next big, next industrial revolution at the commencement speech? Again, even though it probably is, it's probably not the place to say it, so I'll give it a jerk.
Oh, you say jerk too?
Yeah.
Now, there are messages coming in on social, 98.9 The Buzz, if you want to reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Justified, graduates need to hear reality.
All right.
Even if it's uncomfortable, which is a true statement. I mean, I don't know if AI is the next, quote, industrial revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But do you hide reality from the kids? AI is already changing every industry, so ignoring it in a speech would be doing them a disservice.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
AI has been around for a long time. When 25 years ago this week, we got this thing called Google.
Oh, that's true. That's AI. Yeah,
that's artificial intelligence. So don't be surprised, people, that after 25 years, it's starting to ramp up even more. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
But you're still saying jerk because
for that situation, got another room. Read the room, people. Read the room.
Another message, jerk. Let's talk about their student loans and how changes. Chances are they'll be paying them off for the rest of their lives too. Why not? I'm like, oh, okay, that was a sarcastic.
Hey, yeah, that was a little. Maybe AI can solve that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm putting my tailie under jerk chair. I think you have to stay the course of the traditional speeches where it's like
always wear sunscreen. Remember that song?
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Jerk.
Justified. 98.9.
All right, yes. It's coming up on 7:52 on Spisano and Sandy. Our 8 o'clock hour is right over the side, over the top.
Yes, and Matt is very bothered about something that his wife does, and he wants her to cut it out and stop. So he is going to do our 30-second pitch.
We came up with a vehicle for him to use to kind of like practice.
Yes.
You know, he's going to workshop it with us. He's going to condense his little pitch down into 30 seconds, and we'll get you and Brandon T. Adams, our friend, to judge it up next on 98.9 The Buzz. Listen in.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam, please welcome Spisano and Sandy's 30-second pitch.
Yay!
Every week, somebody from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges. Sandy Waters right there. Sandy Waters,
hello,
hi.
Hello, hello.
And our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award-winning producer, founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Freakin' Adams.
Yay! Let's go!
He's back. Long time, buddy. Welcome back to Rochester.
I'm excited to be back. Let's go. I'm loving this.
Okay, sounds good. And our first contestant we have here, the contestant today is Matt. Matt's on the line. Matt's from Irondequoit. Hey, Matt, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's happening?
All right. Now, Matt says that his wife sends him like Instagram reels and TikTok reels, like all day long.
All day long. How many are we talking?
What'd you say? 23? Is that what you said, Matt?
Yeah.
23 a day?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll get like at least 10 before lunch.
Does this woman work? Okay. Sorry. Yeah,
But Matt was telling me that the videos themselves really aren't the problem. What's bothering him is something just a little deeper. Okay.
Oh.
So here's how it works. Matt, the rules are you'll have 30 seconds to give the judges your best pitch about your dilemma, and then they'll decide if it's a yay or a nay. Now, I had special signs made. You got yours, Sandy?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
Brandon. And you got yours, Brandon?
Brandon's yes, got his signs. Okay.
And the goal is to get both the judges on board to give you the yay. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
You got your pitch ready? You got it honed down to like 30 seconds?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right, ready, go.
Okay, so here's what I want to say to my wife. Mm-hmm. Honey, I love you. I know when you send me those videos during the day, it's your way of saying, hi, this made me think of you. And so I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it feels like that becomes the only way we communicate instead of actually talking. Like I'll get 20 videos throughout the day, but when we're sitting on the couch at night, we're both just still doom scrolling and like checking in on the videos we sent each other. So what I want to say is
what I want to say.
What?
I timed it better.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Oh, man.
Well, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that like we could also find time to put our phones down and actually talk about our day, because that's the part I miss the most.
Okay. Very nice.
Good one.
Good.
Okay. Any questions, Sandy?
So, Matt, okay. Good job. Good job with the pitch. I mean, you didn't make it in the 30-second window, but I kind of feel like you could have turned down the waterworks. Like, I think you need to add tears to this pitch.
Tears of joy or
I think real legitimate tears. But I am so impressed that a husband wants to talk. So I'm loving this pitch. Okay. I say well played.
Well played. Okay.
Well played.
Brandon, any questions?
I guess my question is, what do you really want to get out of this? Is it more time? Like, what is your real desire outcome from this? And then I'll give you my thoughts.
I just want, like, more one-on-one personal time. Like, there's so many screens distractness these days, and you don't realize it until you're all of a sudden like, oh, I haven't actually said two words to the person I am living and married with all day long. I want to just, like, have a connection again. Like, when, you know...
Yeah, so I like that. So my thought to you is I look at everything as a business, even the relationship side of things. Hmm. So what is the, beyond the quality time together, what is another value add or something important to your wife that you can give to her, which can get you what you want and also stop the death scroll? Oh. So I would look at it from a value proposition. What can you get for her or do for her? Which in return will get you what you want. Talking to her needs, and then you will get your needs.
Can I answer for your wife? Dishes, laundry, vacuuming, dinner,
gifts,
the giant
gifts.
Flowers,
the palm fronds. Just you could just fan her with the palm fronds.
All the love languages.
Oh exactly. My god! Oh, yeah. That's funny. Okay.
All right, judges. Do you want to deliberate, or do you want to give your answers?
Okay. Wait. Okay. Let's think about this. So we're saying yay or nay to his pitch.
Yes. Correct. Right? Yes.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
You ready? Brandon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Matt, you're going to accept the truth either way, okay?
Got it.
Sandy, what do you say? Yay or nay?
I think if you add the waterworks and what Brandon said, if you take our advice, I give it a yay.
All right. I give it a yay. Yay, Brandon.
I love it. A man who wants to talk.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, here's what I love. I love the passion and the desire behind it. That said, we did give feedback, and the feedback is something you need to implement. So if we did give you a yay, that means you wouldn't learn. So I give it a nay.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Sorry, Matt.
Well, I guess I'll just go back to doom scrolling then.
During the time that we talked, how many reels did she send you?
Three. I'm looking right now.
You've got good direction. You were like brave enough to put this out there, and I think you really hit the nose in a lot of things that people are going through right now. So good job anyway. All right.
Yeah.
In my wife's defense, they're very funny.
Yeah,
very
I know. And you know what? I do the same thing to my wife, so she probably hates it. All right. Thanks, buddy. Matt, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take it easy, brother. And that's how it works here on the 30-second pitch here on 98.9 The Buzz. All you got to do is go to the website, rochesterbuzz.com, and you can fill out a form and make it happen. Matt, thanks, buddy. Let you go.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Brandon, you threw me. That was good.
I mean, hey, I'm not going to be the nice guy if they don't get the pitch down, right?
But okay.
With those changes, you'll win.
If anyone knows a good pitch, this is the
it's
expert.
Me.
This is the guy. Yeah. This is the guy.
Yeah.
This is probably the most fun pitch you've ever gotten, or you will get today.
Didn't involve
definitely.
Any
I mean, you never know. Sometimes I'm going to the bathroom, and I look to my right, and somebody's pitching me.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story. No joke. Yeah. The other day I was running early in the morning. I looked to my right and some guy's running next to me, pitching me. I can't make this up.
Really?
Oh my God, that's awesome.
The Buzz.
Yes, you will. Because it's only Wednesday. We got to today. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, right? It's 98.9 The Buzz with Hannah and Sandy. We're on the downslide to that kickoff the weekend thing we do on Friday.
Oh
so that
gosh.
Was fun, the 30-second pitch.
Yes, and if you missed it, you can go to the podcast after the show, Spisano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz. Mm-hmm. But we're doing this new thing where if you want to pitch someone an idea or get your way somehow, you pitch it to us first. We give you the yay or nay, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So Matt was on the air, and he's like, listen, my wife sends me way too many reels, Instagram reels, constantly.
TikTok, those little videos.
Or
right?
TikTok, whatever he was.
Yeah.
Even when we're on the couch together. She'll be sending me, like, not talking to me, sending me reels. And I could see while he was doing his pitch and this whole entire conversation, I was looking at you, Scotty, and I could see the look in your eyes.
I know.
It was so triggering you.
You know, my wife does it occasionally, maybe once or twice a month. I, on the other hand, have a Instagram or even more TikTok, like real competition with my buddy JC.
You do?
Yeah. And we send stuff back and forth all day long. It's mostly 3D printing stuff, but the other stuff is like, you know, funny stuff. But yeah. It's,
I don't know what to do with people like you. I have a girlfriend who, and join in on this conversation, is sending reels away of saying, I'm thinking of you, or is it freaking annoying? I have a girlfriend who will constantly send me these rando reels, and I don't know how to respond.
Well, what
like
are
now
they?
I just don't respond at all.
Are they funny? Are they?
It's what? Just all, it's all over the place. Mostly funny, but she's that Megan girl who, my classmate from high school, who now is bigwig up in the cybersecurity world in the government.
Oh, Megan. Yeah, right.
She's hysterical.
The one over in Germany.
Yes. But she'll either send me, she's back home. No,
oh, okay.
Yeah, she's back home.
Oh,
now.
Cool. Yeah.
But anyhow, she'll send me either goofy rando reels or AI or technology kind of security reels.
Oh.
At this point, I'm like, Megan, you made me smile, but I don't know how to react. I can't, like, I can't, I don't know how else to fake interest. Like, do I always do the laughing emoji?
Yeah, here's, you take it from a pro, okay?
Yeah.
I got three responses. Ha. Oh, okay. H-A-H.
Okay.
L-O-L. Yeah. Or sometimes I'll be like, Jesus, period.
That's it.
Those are the three.
Is it bad that you don't respond? Like, do you have to respond?
Nope, not to everyone. No.
Oh, you don't?
No. There's an unspoken protocol when it comes to, you know, throwing back and forth quick, funny things or
so
whatever.
If you sent me a TikTok, or, and even though you sometimes and I don't even have TikTok.
Is why you stopped TikTok, because I kept sending crap to you.
Yes. That might be one of the reasons.
But, like, there's a really good one that I sent all of my musically interested friends the other day.
Did you expect a response from everybody? How many responses did you get?
Because
I'm notorious for not even responding to my own family, my husband, my daughters. I just don't know how to respond to your reels. I'm in the middle of something. I don't know what to say.
I honestly don't remember, because I sent and I was so excited about this kid. He was he's a high school kid, and he raps over the breaks of songs. Like, he takes famous songs, like when we just played Michael Jackson,
yeah.
And he does like the in between before they start singing again.
You did send that to me.
You did.
Yeah, but I told you I couldn't see it because I don't have TikTok.
Right.
And you showed it to me. You physically said, but wait,
yeah.
Look.
I was so impressed. And I don't get impressed much by stuff, but I'm like, yeah, that's right, I did. That's right, I did.
You did.
And actually, everybody was like, wow, that kid's good. Yeah, so like, whatever. Yeah, I know.
So the reels etiquette, if you have that person in your life too, there you go. Share this podcast with them.
Yeah, and keep sharing reels with me.
The Buzz.
Owning a pickup truck and a 3D printer, the same thing happens to you. This wild animal appears called the Hey Kenya. Have you seen?
The
you
Hey
heard?
Kenya.
Yeah, the Hey Kenya. It's like, hey Kenya, can you help me out on
move
my.
No choice, really.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
It's formed as a question, Hey Kenya, but
hey Kenya.
Really, it's a statement.
It's a Hey
now,
Kenya. Yeah.
Here's what I question. Why the heck would you agree to printing such a vulgar thing?
It's not vulgar. Everybody, half of the population has them. So I got a Hey Kenya yesterday for, hey, can you make me some penises? With little arms and little legs that sit on the edge of a table. I'm like, what? Yeah, sure, we'll figure it out. Hey Kenya.
Hey, how about Scott just texts me yesterday in the middle of the afternoon? I don't even know what time it was. It's like, just a picture, no explanation, just a picture of these two male parts.
Yeah, little tallywhackers sitting on the edge of a table next to each other.
Like, why are you sending me these and why are you 3D printing them?
I'm like, introducing Ebony and Ivory. One is black and one is white, and it's for a doctor who does penile implants. And he's doing an Instagram series, and he's like, I need some props. I'm like, okay.
Now, how did you, first of all, there's so many questions that
we're
asking.
How did I design it? Well, I had to I had to call. Yes. Let me tell you a story. I had to call him. Like, Dr. Jack, how big do you?
That's what I was just going to ask you. How did you determine the size?
We came to an agreement.
From personal experience, or what is this, life size?
No. I 3D scanned my privates, and he said, "Yeah, absolutely." That.
Goes, you need my office, sweetheart. You need to come in and book an appointment.
You could be the great before and after shot.
Well, is there anything that you're going to say no to 3D printing?
Well, if I can't do it, no. I mean,
you don't care what
I
it
can't
is,
design though. It, then I can't. But I was able to piece it together and. And
was Ellie in the house? Like, do you see? Because Ellie's your little 3D printing buddy.
I know. She's like my little sidekick. Can you imagine her finding those?
Daddy, look at these.
And if you can, I can't post a picture of them because they are, they're graphic, but they have like little arms on either side and little legs that like are articulated so they can like sit over the, like you've seen, they like the little things that sit on that ledge. These little dangling
feet. Did you post a picture?
No, I can't.
Well, if he's starting an Instagram reel, he's going to be posting the pictures.
I will let him do it. Give him all the glory, okay? I'll give him all the glory. I don't want to.
How much do you charge for that? What'd you charge? Per inch? Per what? What size are we talking?
Stop
Hold
it.
Hold on. We started a new business.
I asked him if he wanted like 6, 7. He's like, no, let's be realistic. I don't want to get people's hopes up. So I literally had to come up with a number, which was about 5 inches. And then I had to like, I laid it on like a, like, you know, those pads
next to you in bed. Yeah.
No. You know, the pads like the people do hobbies. It's a pad and it's got like a ruler along the edges.
Oh,
so man. I had to like send a picture.
Oh my God.
That was the Hey Kenya moment of my day yesterday.
Can you print one for us and we could just hide it around the building? That'll be our like Odyssey Rochester joke with the other stations.
You on Ebony or you on Ivory? There's so much more.
Funny.
Kids are in school, right? Okay.
Yeah, there is so much more.
So much more. All right. So it's coming up on 9 o'clock, which is our commercial-free 98. We're going to kick off a whole bunch of tunes for your workday. Okay?
Yeah, we appreciate you listening every day. Being part of the Buzz fam. If you missed anything from the show, you can go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast. We have our YouTube channel, 98.9 The Buzz, our social medias, 98.9 The Buzz. But right now, we got to say, we out.
That's right. We out. Like my roll of 3D print material after finishing Ebony and Ivory. See you, bye.
Bye, pee-pees.
Pee-pees. The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
You said pee-pees.
98.9 The Buzz.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.